Hello, welcome to the Arbitrary Echo podcast. I'm your host, Slippy Fop. This is take two of this episode because we had issues. Mother Duck is here.
I had the issues again. I'm still learning how to do audio stuff, apparently.
The baby's first audio.
Yeah, so I've got myself a proper podcasting set.
Ooh,
which, yeah, I do. Which technically it is, because I have a podcast set up.
Yeah, but you don't use it much.
No, I don't at all.
Unless you're calling people gay in Overwatch.
No. I'm reformed.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Or else you can't get another account.
No, I know. Sucks, doesn't it? I'll just use someone else's mobile.
Technically you could.
Yeah, I'll just tap into family members' mobiles and ask them if I can use their mobile number.
Not a bad idea. Anyway, today, I will say there is a bit of an echo again from Mudder's mic, but ignore it because we don't want to have more issues. We don't want to spend any longer fixing issues.
Yeah, that's fine.
If there's a slight echo of me, that's why. Anyway, 3 days ago from today was the anniversary. Days ago. Filming this Friday, the 7th of October, and the anniversary, the second year anniversary of this, was Tuesday, the 4th of October.
Mad, isn't it? 2 years. Think about it.
It's gone real quick.
We haven't exactly been, like, the most consistent, but...
Well, I'll have you know, I've got all the stats, all the stuff.
Oh, yeah? So,
in our first year, how many episodes did we record? Do you know?
About 40.
We recorded 30.
Oh, okay.
In our first year. Hang on, I need to make sure, yes. Because I need to check that the date is in... Oh, God. Because I've got the published dates, but I think they're in American month first. Yes, it looks like they're month first. Okay, that's fine. We did about 30, yeah. 30. Exactly 30. How many did you think we did this year?
How many did we do this year?
Yeah, not including this one.
Three.
Seven.
Seven.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've been a bit, obviously, inconsistent with stuff, but...
Yeah, so have I recently.
Yeah. But, it's not bad going, to be honest.
I mean, seven in a year, not even one a month.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
One every 2 months, roughly.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
What's been happening in your world?
Hang on, what are you doing with your mic? You've gone weird again. You keep moving like as if you're moving away, like you're just rocking on a chair.
I pretty much am. I think it's just the positioning of the mic.
I think so. I think because you're moving around so much. You're not meant to move, you know, when you have a mic in front of you.
I won't now.
What are you saying? What have I been up to? Game development, making some games.
What games have you been making?
I've been making a drinking game, a hit drinking game, taking the world by storm. I wish.
How's that been doing?
Pretty well, actually. Not bad.
Have you had downloads?
Yeah, about 1.5. Total downloads, about 3,000. Current install is about 1,500.
That's pretty cool.
It's going well. Not for mobile games, but it's all right.
It's still more than what most people get. It's still a good number.
True, but I only have that because I have adverts out. So obviously, people see the app more.
Yeah, you have to pay for the adverts.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
Yeah, I know. I've paid for adverts on Instagram.
Yeah, but what about you? You've got a lot to talk about.
Have I?
Yeah.
So, where would you like me to start? I've got... I don't know if I don't actually know if we've spoken about this yet. I went for my appointments for my operation.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Pretty well. And I just received a letter today.
Ooh, what did it say?
Do you know what it basically says? That I'm... good to go under anesthetic,
mm-hmm.
anesthesia.
Yep.
So I can, yeah. But saying that, like, they did my blood pressure and stuff like that, right? And I remember we were both like really perplexed. I have a really healthy blood pressure.
I have a very unhealthy blood pressure.
Mine's really healthy.
It's because you're a chill person. You're very relaxed. Like mine, I'm always stressed, so I'm always like,
like nearly everything about me was really healthy.
Except for the weight.
Yeah. That was the thing that, because they thought everything was going to be like out of whack. It's like very common for someone who has a higher BMI than they should to have something out of whack.
Yes.
Like they said, the only thing they picked up on was my liver.
Ooh, that's not good.
I have a fatty liver. Oh,
yeah, makes sense.
But that's reduced in nearly half in size since last year.
Because you've been eating healthy, you've been...
Oh, not this year, I am now.
We should say to the audience, to the viewers, you're going for, is it, what do they call it, gastro...
So I'm having a gastric sleeve.
That's...
So I discussed the options with the at the outpatients the other day, and they were like, well, what do you want? And I was offered the gastric band. So the band, what it is, the band's fitted around your stomach. It basically, it's like having an elastic band put on your stomach that's tightened up. And every month you have to go and have it drained.
Ooh.
And it's reversible. So it can be taken off.
Yeah.
However, I said, if we're doing this, we might as well make it permanent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather it be permanent because I want to go out and play sports again. I really do.
Yeah.
I want to go and play football. I've really got into my football again this year. I really want to go play football. So
good idea.
It's like, if I get this done, then I can focus on that. I can focus on a load of other stuff as well. Like, I've got some really... Someone gave me a load of clothes the other day. They were like, oh, when you have your op, you can have these clothes. I thought they were just smaller clothes, like cheap clothes. They were some of, like, really expensive T-shirts.
Hmm. The Gucci.
Yeah, it was. Legit.
Oh.
And Versace and stuff like that.
Damn.
Like, we sat down and I went through Vinted. It's only a sack full of clothes, but it's worth like £5,000.
Okay, now I'd sell it. No offense to them.
She just gave it to me. Like it was nothing.
They do say fashion is... I wish I had good fashion sense. I'm terrible. But good clothes are so expensive. And
this is the problem I have at the minute. I need new clothes, but is there any point in me buying any new clothes?
Ooh, yeah. So when is the surgery?
So, I meet the surgeon on the 10th of November. And they reckon I could be having it just before Christmas.
Very soon then, 2 months.
Yeah.
Very they said
the list is a maximum of 8 weeks. They usually
That's
get
actually
them in.
Not long.
Yes. And I was a bit surprised because I said to him, I was like, look, this is all well and good. I said, but I kind of want to know because this has been waiting for a very, very long time. As you know, this started when I was in university.
Yeah, two plus years ago now.
Yeah, second year of uni, this started to get pushed through. And so I'd say nearly four. And she said it'll be a maximum of 8 weeks.
That's pretty good. We should meet up once in like January time. Again, you like we did last year.
You won't be able to drink that much.
When can you drink?
Probably not.
But like, so, what do you mean not? Like never again?
Alcohol?
Yeah.
I could probably have one glass.
Wait, what is that like a... If you get the surgery, you can never drink alcohol again?
Basically, so... With the gastric sleeve, my stomach is going to be the size of, she said, a small banana.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because that's how it works, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I will be eating side plates from my main meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if it fits on a side plate, that'll be my main meal. And in the morning, I can have like half a brick of Weetabix or something.
Fuck me, I could never do that.
And I'm going to have to. And alcohol as well. I can only drink one and then get drunk, which is a cheap night out.
Oh, it still gets you drunk, though.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen is my body's going to have hormonal changes as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Some people would be jealous.
It's going to go through hormonal changes. So my, basically, my body is saying when I'm full.
Yeah, that's my problem. My body doesn't say when it's full.
Because a lot of us eat too fast. I only found that out because there's a thing called a 20-20-20 rule. So what? You got to chew food 20 times.
What the fuck? What are you chewing that requires it to be chewed 20 times, like a hard-ass steak?
Well, actually, you do chew food.
But not 20 times.
You do it about 15. Next time you eat, count how many chews you take.
Not 20. I know that much.
Well, just do it, because then you'll realise you're eating too quickly. Then you have to wait 20 seconds for your next bite.
Fuck that. I've got no patience.
And you're not meant to drink whilst you eat. So 20 minutes before and after until you can drink.
I don't drink either when I'm whatever.
See, I always had water with my... I've always had water with my food.
I don't.
Or a drink. And you're not meant to. So... yeah, I was really surprised. And I was like, okay. And I was counting how many chews. I was doing about 15, 16. So, but the waiting 20 seconds between each bite is really difficult. Because it's also meant to take you 20 minutes to finish a meal. So, 20, 20, 20.
But how do you say you're having... I'm trying to speak quietly because the echo's gotten a lot louder. You're having like a chip. How do you chew a chip 20 times?
You just have to keep chewing it.
It's mental. That's like some torture. Like, oh, I really love this chip. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. At that point, it's just gone.
The thing is, like, when it comes to counting that, like, you kind of forget to do it. For me, it's more like, as soon as the food's gone down your gullet, you take another bite.
Yeah.
Don't you? Most normal people do. You're not meant to.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I get the idea of it. And I understand, obviously, the science behind it. But it's not possible for a lot of people. It's such a huge change in routine.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. Whereas a lot of people aren't in your situation. Probably keep doing it as long as they don't get into your situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then definitely. They have to. Then they have to do it. I need to try. I'm going to try and do some more exercise. I want to work out more. My asthma has been so bad recently. Getting cold again.
I do have to drink 2 pints. I do have to drink 2 pints of milk a day.
Really? Milk?
Yes. 2 pints of milk because it helps with liver reduction.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is actually the hardest thing at the minute for me to do.
That makes... Do you not like milk?
Do I not like milk?
Yeah, do you like milk?
I like milk. It's just... forget to drink it, to be honest. It's not part of any routine. Like,
you have to drink 20 times. You have to slush it around your mouth 20 times.
Oh, no.
That'd be awful. No, that's us. Oh, no, Ukraine.
That has kind of stalled, which is really funny because...
We spoke about it last podcast, I remember, back in July.
I've been pretty disappointed with... I'll be honest with you, the donations. However, it's like someone explained to me the other day, we do have a cost of living crisis at the minute.
Yes, a very big one.
I'm trying to be sympathetic, except for I've had not had the support from people that I would have liked to have had support.
Like who? If you want me to donate, you got to wait till I get paid.
No. I mean, I'm not expecting anyone to. I mean, like, family and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
But it's fine. Like, you know, I'm sitting at £270 at the minute.
Yeah, I'm just loading it up now.
I do have one sponsor. Yes, I do. So when I get the van, they'll pay me a certain amount of money to put their logo on the van.
Oh, right. I was looking at the previous episodes. We didn't actually talk about this Ukraine trip. We talked about the previous one you did with the others, but this one is different because it's just you. It's you doing it yourself.
I'm going to have to take someone with me. That's a given.
Well, yeah, but like, this is you setting it up. This is your charity thing.
Yeah, so I set up my own charitable foundation.
Mm. Have you got a link? Can you send me the link?
Yeah, I can look for you.
I could find it. I'll put it in the description of the podcast.
You can find it on all sorts. And I've been really, like, I've been pushing it, but again, it comes down to I'm not very good at this sort of thing, to be quite honest with you.
I'm terrible at it as well.
Yeah, I know we talk about having luck with it, but there's got to be a knack to how people do it.
A lot of it, I think, it's, especially with charities, is word of mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, have you thought about printing some flyers and going around your neighbourhood and dropping them in people's houses?
I have done that.
I'm out of ideas.
I mean, it was even in my local newspaper.
Oh, I saw that on your Twitter.
Yeah, it was in my local newspaper.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, did anything happen from that, or?
I got one. But then the thing is, everyone keeps wanting to donate physical donations.
Physical cash?
No, not physical.
Actual physical objects.
Too much. I can't take anything more.
Yeah, you got to tell them that, and then.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I can't take any more physical donations unless I raise the money to be able to take it over there.
The problem.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. There are some places I think you could advertise, like, say, our friendship groups.
Yeah.
But like Ethan, I'm sure, would put, like, a tenner towards.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not asking anyone, because I completely get the cost of living crisis, and I'm trying to be a bit understandable. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
When it comes to that, so yeah, I'm gonna do some more. I've got loads of flyers. I put them out at like every bus stop. Oh,
sorry.
Every bus stop, every car park, you name it, I've put them everywhere, and I've had people reach out to me about physical donations, and it's really sad, because I have to tell them I can't take it.
Mm.
And I've had some really weird shit delivered as well.
Really?
Yeah.
People, like what?
Like secondhand underwear.
Ooh, did they wash it? Yeah. I mean, if they wash it, that's fine.
Not even fine. I wouldn't accept underwear.
Why? Charity shops do.
Do they?
Yeah, wash, as long as it's washed.
No, I don't think I'd wear secondhand underwear, if I'm honest.
Well, if you're a person in need, you don't have a choice.
Girls do wear secondhand bras, don't they? Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, you should remember a while ago we spoke about Twitch, which have a new charity thing.
Well, I actually thought about doing that today. It was the first day I've actually thought, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Problem is, I don't know if my PC will be able to handle it.
You don't have to do anything advanced, like anything taxing on your PC. It's not easy.
Yeah, I have, actually.
What would you do?
However, I wanted to play Overwatch 2. However, I'm going to pivot into that now, because I'm not happy with it, actually.
Yeah.
They've deranked everyone.
No.
They've put me right back at the bottom of the pile.
Where you belong.
I was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
They knew your real rank. Your real rank.
I finished Overwatch 1 in plat. And I just did my placements for...
Oh, yeah, because it's a new rank reset. The rank system's probably different behind the scenes.
It is. It's completely different. But it's... they did say they were lowering everyone.
Yeah, it makes sense, because it's now 5v5 instead of 6v6. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a completely different game at that point.
Yeah, it makes it so much more fun.
Mm.
I'm not shooting at bloody tanks all the time. I mean, I haven't played Overwatch in ages. I mean, I've just hopped back on. I played on the last day of Overwatch 1.
Oh, yeah.
For an hour.
Mm.
Not even that, I don't think. I played a couple of games. And... I've only really managed today and day before to play a bit of Overwatch 2.
Yeah. Is it fun though? Is it good?
Fun. And it's nice that the queues aren't ridiculously long. Like I've done my...
Apart from the one to get in.
Yeah, they were under DDoS attack.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so, and it was kind of expected, to be honest. Like, everyone was going to want to try it out. It's free to play. It is a polished game. It is. There are... everyone feels balanced. And what I like is that there's not a meta.
Yet. It's only been two days.
But I can't see there being one. Because don't forget, they've been playing the Overwatch 2 build for the Overwatch League the past year.
Oh, true.
And they still have no meta.
Yeah, I kind of like that as well.
I like that as well. Because
Heroes is like that. Heroes of the Storm.
It allows me to change when I need to change. Mm. Or want to change as well. Like, I can load up a game and be like, oh man, I really fancy playing Hanzo today. Or, oh man, I fancy playing Junkrat. Or, you know, I can play who I feel like I want to play. Whereas in the last build, Overwatch 1, it was like, no, stick to the meta. Double shield.
So what, would you have streamed Overwatch 2 then?
Yeah, probably. I don't really know, because I don't really know what else I want to play, to be honest with you.
Pokemon? I mean, you want to do the Iron Man thing, don't you?
Yeah, I could do that, actually.
God, good. I'd be there. I'll be there to support you and help you.
Yeah.
That'd be hell. Good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. It's, it's a task.
Well, you suggested it to me.
I've been watching streamers play it.
Because we were thinking potential spoilers for the future.
I've been watching streamers play it, and I watched one do it, and he got onto like 1,000 seeds before he completed it.
Hang on. Your mic now sounds like you're underwater.
Oh. Is he not right?
Why does he sound like that? My internet's perfectly fine. It's you. That isn't probably my internet.
Hello?
It's you. I'll type to him. My caps lock was on. My caps lock was not on. My internet is fine. It's you.
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What did you do?
I didn't actually do anything.
Because it sounded like your mic was like unplugged, half unplugged.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
You have to listen back in the episode. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. No, I realised it was me because I could hear you speaking. And I was like, actually touched anything.
Oh, that's...
That's really weird.
Yeah, so Iron Mon
is a Pokemon challenge of the original games up to X and Y from Fire Red, Green Leaf. Green Leaf. You are only allowed one Pokemon per run. It cannot be over 600 BST. Base stat something.
But yeah, basically the base stats can't be. And you can't...
So Pokemon like Dragonair, Metagross.
Yeah, and it's normal Nuzlocke rule. You have to catch the first Pokemon you find on a route.
No, that's not actually true.
Is it not? I thought because once that one dies, you use the next one.
No. So you're allowed to catch one from a route, but you can look.
Oh, okay.
So it's not you walk into the woods and you catch the first one.
That's the harder way.
Yeah. You have to catch... You can catch... But there isn't... In Fire Red, there's only, like, several opportunities to do it. There's only, like, two opportunities to catch Pokemon anyway.
Really?
Yeah, there is. Otherwise...
Let me Google these rules.
Hang on, I'm in the... I'll send you the...
Yeah, send me the link to the Discord and I'll just join it quickly.
Invite people. There you are. I mean... server rules.
The server rules. I want the actual rules.
Is it in resources? It might be in resources.
Getting started? Oh my god, you've got to actually do something. Oh, that's two games. All game setting. Oh my god, can they not have it? Oh, here we go. Ironmon.gg is the website.
Yeah, it takes you to
GitHub. Yeah, it takes you to GitHub. Okay. Oh, there's a million and one rules.
Yeah.
Do you want the... So there's multiple modes. You've got Ultimate Kaizo, so Standard, Ultimate, Kaizo, and Survival.
Kaizo is the one that I want to do.
Okay, so one Pokemon at a time. The only additional Pokemon you can carry are HM friends. Notice how they don't call them HM slaves like everyone else. If you wish to swap your Pokemon and pivot to something that you see in the wild, you must commit to that new Mon when you catch it and before you check its stats.
Yep.
No use of TMs or move tutors except for TMs you get from gym leaders.
No uber strong monsters, so no using any 600 BST Pokemon.
Unless it evolves into one, which is fine. A legendary may be one of your free Pokemon for the favorites clause, but they must be under 600 BST, which we'll get to. I'm guessing the favorites clause will be a later thing. Then your weight class... You may only catch a Pokemon that is up to 4 levels higher than your current Pokemon's level. Okay. Banned moves? No recovery moves? Oh, this is like, yeah. No recovery moves. No spore.
No assist.
This does not include Metronome, though. Okay.
Banned abilities. Huge power and pure power. You're not allowed to kill wild Pokemon.
You can only catch them. You can't kill wild. I guess you don't get XP then.
Yeah, so if you get that rules, therefore, say if you get trapped by a Pokemon in the wild and you can't escape, you can catch it and release.
Yeah.
Without looking at any of its stats, you've got to release it.
Okay. Accidentally kill a Pokemon while trying to scout a pivot, you do not have to reset the run, but you must pivot to one of the Mons in the route before leaving. Okay.
You're not allowed to use HP healing items outside of battle.
Oh my god, that means you could only use them
in battle.
In battle and in the Pokemon Center.
Only held items are allowed in evolution items that are consumed and used like berries or white herb.
Okay. Yeah, so berries only. Yeah, okay.
No Pokemon Center like healing in dungeons.
That makes sense. So the beds, the people that heal you before big fights, that makes sense, but you can still use Pokemon Centers. No use of the flute item. Yeah. A static Pokemon must not have level increase. So basically when you're setting the randomizer, no level increase, no easy evolutions. Force fully evolves to that level 30. And add 3 additional Pokemon. Oh no, that's a tricky one. 3 additional Pokemon to boss trainers sucks.
Yeah, and also to that, all trainers have 50% stronger Pokemon.
Oh yeah, that's a
tricky game.
There's a another similar Nuzlocke type.
Basically, what I've learned about the game is the hardest part is actually the beginning of the game. So, if you can beat Brock, you can probably get to the end.
Yeah.
And you've got to do the Elite Four, which is the hard bit.
I say you do it. Give it a try.
I've seen plenty of people get to the Elite Four and die to the Challenger.
Yeah, you should do it.
There's also another one harder than Kaizo. I don't actually think this one looks very fun. Kaizo looks fun, but Survival is not.
10 heal limit. You can only heal at Pokemon Center 10 times throughout the main run. Once you've earned your 8th badge, you earned an 11th heal. Okay, start off shopping. But you get 20 potions before entering the first gym. Randomize option for item. Add held items to boss trainers. Because I know there's an additional rule you can add where every Pokemon has a random, just random moves instead of its base moves.
Yeah, this does.
Mm. Yeah, because so there's...
And they also have random evolutions as well.
Yeah.
So say if you catch Pikachu, it'll evolve into an electric type, but it won't be Raichu.
Mm. It could be anything. It could be a Gyarados or whatever.
Well, it's got to be an electric type.
Oh, so it keeps its typing. Okay.
If you catch a baby dragon, you do have a chance for it to go to Dragonair, and which would be legal.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is a standard rule set which I've got here. So you have to randomize the game, Pokemon trainers and wild Pokemon increase by 50%, catch one or kill one per route. It does not have to be the first one seen. All other XP will come from trainers. Permadeath, so once it's dead, it's dead. Once you've fainted, you've game over. No shops apart from NPCs or pickups. You can only get pickups. Random starters. The favorite clause: you can skip choosing the starter pick at random only if you find one of your 3 favorite Pokemon are an option. For games after Generation 3, you may add 1 additional favorite per gen. So you have to pick your starter, has to be random, basically. You don't even, before even looking at the options, you can do like a chat poll, get them to pick without even looking.
That's usually what happens, to be honest.
Yeah, and then say they pick middle, you can look at left, right, and then middle before picking. And if you see a favorite, you can go for the favorite.
Yeah.
That makes sense. No legendaries. So the legendaries are allowed. Banned items, lucky egg, and scarce ash. Stolen items, you may not intentionally steal items. Accidental kills, if you accidentally kill a Pokemon while trying to catch it, you're no longer able to capture or kill a Pokemon from that route. No redos. If you encounter a... you may not refight trainers at any point. Shiny claws, if you encounter a shiny, you are allowed to kill it for XP as a bonus kill, in addition to your 1 catch / kill for that route. But you may not increase the shiny chance in the randomizer. Don't give up without a fight. You may not reset before the first battle if you don't like the starter Pokemon. And don't be rude. You have to talk to Mum when you start your journey, otherwise that's just rude. That's it. Good luck.
Yeah. So Survival's meant to be harder. I just don't like the rule sets.
Survival. 10 heal items, I said. Start off shopping. Trainers. Important trainers get Pokemon have held items. PP up limit. You may only use 1 PP up on each move. Okay, that makes sense. Flute favors. Once per run, you may go to a shop to trade colored flutes. You may sell 1 of each color of flute, each of which you may buy either 1 super potion or 1 status healing item. No legendaries or 580 plus BST Pokemon are as favorites. Okay. No excessive stalling. You may only stall 5 turns per battle using balls or any items. Banned abilities. There's basically more of them. Gym leaders have TMs. Oh no, gym leaders learn TMs. Healing outside of battle. As long as you're not inside a gym or Elite 4 HP heal status, and PP can use outside of battle. Healing must be done in battle for your gyms or Elite 4. Cut a move Hold any item. You're allowed to hold any previously banned item if you teach Cut to your Pokemon. You may use Cut in combat. You may still use the consumable items allowed in the Kaizo rule set without making this trade. Okay. Moves that damage enemy and heal you are allowed. Weak Pokemon may challenge the island. Okay, so this is Leaf Green Fire Red specific now.
Yeah.
The islands are illegal as long as if your Pokemon has less than 499 BST. You may not use the Pokemon Center though. Rival fights. You no longer have to fight the rival in the SSN or the Pokemon Tower immediately. Then for the Elite Four only, you are not allowed to use boosting items like X attacks, dire hits, guard specs, etc. Other than those that are consumable held items. And no, start up. You are allowed to use one non-combat stat boosting move once per fight. E.g. Calm Mind, Sword Start, Nine Defense, Harden, all that stuff. Damn. True that.
Yeah. It's a difficult one, isn't it?
I just forget the rules halfway through playing.
The thing is, it's not even like their base stat game. So like the Pokemon trainers you fight, they're all like double powered up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember watching one streamer, he got to the final Elite Four member and he got Destiny bonded on the last one. Oh, I felt so bad for him.
That does seem pretty awful.
Just Destiny Bond is a killer in that game.
Yeah, I mean, Destiny Bond's a killer in every Nuzlocke.
And that's the thing as well. You may have really good BST, but your Pokemon may be really slow, which is... That's why the pivot rule's there, because you may get a really high BST Pokemon, but it may have really bad spread.
Yeah.
I mean, the I'm on Discord is... I mean, they've got a really good setup on there. So, like, if you download everything through them, it will enable you to download ROMs automatically. So you can download 1,000 at a time if you wanted to.
That makes sense, considering you'll probably be doing 1,000 runs.
Yeah, rather than having to manually do it every single time. It will automatically do it. It also, when you die... it will move on to the next seed.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm looking at this tracker they've got as well. I saw someone using this.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I wouldn't want to give it a go because I don't have the patience. I'd give up after like my first 5 runs. Knowing me,
since I play Isaac, so
I was actually going to suggest for a YouTube series we do a race of Isaac. From zero to dead god with mods.
Oh, with mods,
with like some of the cool, really cool mods. Yeah,
oh, that would be interesting.
I think we do it for, it'll be like a 1,000 part YouTube series, but I reckon it'd be good fun.
Yeah, I am down for,
because I was looking at mods, like you've got Fiend Folio, which adds 100 new items, 100, like 1,000 new room layouts, new enemies, new bosses, new pickups.
Do you know what we could do?
Yeah.
The multiplayer as well.
Does that work online though?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, I thought it was only local multiplayer.
I'm not entirely sure. We'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it, yeah. And we're coming up to 40 minutes.
Okay, so now that we've talked a bit about gaming, any games you want to talk about, or
not really, actually?
Yeah, I think you played was Splatoon. I watched you play that.
Yeah, I played a bit of that. I'm back into Breath of the Wild now because obviously I'm streaming it. Nearly done with that stream. I just need to find the time to stream again. I was going to stream today, but I've been a bit ill recently.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to happen sometime next week. I'll stream it. Probably won't finish it off, but I'll be streaming sometime next week.
Any TV series?
Any what series? Sorry.
Any TV series? Any films?
Taskmaster. That started again. I need to watch yesterday's episode actually.
Okay.
One of my favorite show ever, Taskmaster. She-Hulk. I'm watching.
Taskmaster, funny enough, they one of, not the tall guy, but the other one.
Alex Horn.
Yeah, he's just bought stakes into the local football club where I live.
Yeah, he really likes football.
Yeah, he did. They did an episode. That, there was a big event over at Chesham because they did an a Taskmaster episode. They filmed it at the stadium.
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, because the videos and all that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. She-Hulk, what are you thinking?
I like it. If it's a bad Marvel show, but it's a good show.
Yeah, kind of what I was expecting. It's a bit, they could have shortened it to 6 episodes.
I don't like how, especially the last episode. I don't get how, my spoilers for the episode that came out yesterday. Have you seen yesterday's episode?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I didn't like how they wrote Daredevil.
See, I did.
I know.
Opposite to you. I know. I feel I am the 100%. I was so happy with how he was written. And I think for me, we've spoken about this, about direction.
Mm-hmm.
That episode was the very first direction I have felt I know where something's going. FTV. Because Daredevil was going to be the man. He's going to be the Iron Man.
You reckon?
Of the new Avengers, yes.
Oh, pretty cool. I really like the Netflix Daredevil.
Because he's going to be in several others.
Good.
She's been confirmed to come back for his TV series.
Ah. It'd be interesting to see how She-Hulk is under a different director then, and a writing team.
I actually quite like her as She-Hulk. And there has been so much negativity towards it. I actually quite like that they're very meta about it in the TV series as well.
Yeah, I can see the CGI complaints, but
yes, I can as well. The CGI on some yesterday's CGI
was pretty meh. Oh, I thought it was shit.
I thought some of it was really good yesterday. However, there were a lot of scenes in the office.
Yeah, it's because it's such a challenge. A fully CGI character like that.
Yeah, apparently it's really expensive.
Not surprised.
Yeah, it's really expensive to do that. And I know who they've got coming back next week as well. But yeah, I kind of felt with this, where the whole Marvel universe is going on a planet, on an Earth side of things now.
Yeah.
Because she teased it yesterday herself.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. Do you know when Daredevil leaves?
Yes.
Yeah. And what were you expecting? Some Red Hulkish kind of guy to be
popping? Oh, yeah.
We're getting the Red Hulk because we've got the Thunderbolts coming.
Oh, see, this is why you're the Marvel fan.
See, why else would they want her blood?
True. You're right, actually, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. They wouldn't be getting her blood, and they wouldn't be doing the Thunderbolts if they were not doing Red Hulk.
Mm.
Which they got to recast because the actor died, didn't he?
Yes. Someone died, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the Deadpool stuff?
Yes, it's got Wolverine in it.
Yeah, by the way, he's referenced in nearly every episode of She-Hulk.
Really? I didn't actually watch it. I only just...
They've both been referenced. Deadpool and Wolverine have both been referenced in nearly every episode of She-Hulk.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So she was kind of teasing the trailer coming out.
That's pretty cool. It'll be interesting to see Deadpool. I like Deadpool.
It'll be interesting to see what direction they take with him being part of the universe.
Mm. And, yes. I'm hoping for a crossover with Spider-Man, like in the comics.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of looking forward to. And because they've already done it, because he put two videos out, didn't he? He put the video out of him asking if he wants to come back as Wolverine.
Mm.
And then they did another video afterwards of, hey, look, we know that Wolverine died. We're not touching that. This is different.
Huh.
Which I thought was really good. I thought, okay, you've kind of... You knew what people were going to be asking, and you just fucking dealt with it straight away. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
There's quite a lot out at the minute. You've got Andor, which I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not getting into.
Oh, that's a Star Wars thing, isn't it? I haven't seen a single Star Wars TV show.
Have you not?
Nope. I want to watch The Mandalorian, but I just haven't found the time.
Yeah. Mandalorian's really good. I really enjoyed that one. And then, have you been watching The Lord of the Rings?
No, I haven't seen any of the films either, so...
Oh, you loser.
Yep. I don't have 3 hours of my life to watch one film of three.
Oh.
But I wish I did.
Okay. It seems to be a theme of a lot of TV series at the minute where they're starting really slow.
Hmm.
And then... Walking Dead is now back.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. And did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix show?
Nope.
No?
No, I haven't watched much TV.
Oh, neither do I. But it's just there's a lot that's really caught my attention at the minute. So the Jeffrey Dahmer stuff, definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, the documentary of the serial killer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a TV series. It's not a documentary.
It's, it's like a documentary TV series, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's really well done.
Yeah,
it's just...
Killing. He's a serial killer, though, so what do you expect?
Yeah. Couldn't help what he was doing.
No.
Oh, well. Right.
To each their own.
Yeah, if that's what you enjoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
Not really on my end. I think I've covered much.
I've covered everything as well. That's it.
All right.
We'll end it here then.
Do you want to plug your socials?
Yeah, usual. Slippy Fop TV and at Slippy Fop Games as well if you want my games Twitter, which is basically where you get the updates for my games, my drinking game. All the others as well. There's got a new one, hopefully a new one launched yesterday, which is like a little dating app type thing to help you get the conversation flowing on a first date, you know. And the next one should be hopefully this month, end of this month time, be a little fun little endless type of game. It'd be good fun.
I've just had an idea actually. I'm going to speak to you afterwards about your game, so
cool. All right,
go off. But yeah, I'm going to plug my charity stuff now, so you can find me on all socials. I am going to be setting up a Tumblr today.
Oh, you can link your WordPress to Tumblr and it automatically posts your WordPress blog posts on Tumblr.
Oh, does it?
Yes. Yeah.
I've actually made the website. I just need to pay for it to get it put out yet.
I mean, we can talk about it after more, but you don't need to pay if you want the URL. You don't need to pay if you don't want
the URL. Oh, I want the URL.
That makes sense.
I don't want WordPress in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ukraine Aid United. Anywhere on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
There'll be a link to the charity in the description of this episode.
If you can help out, that would be fantastic. But yeah, that's it from me. Now that I've got a better mic, and I do apologize for my mic issues today. I will try and get it on steady, but I'm not very good with audio stuff, but I'm trying my hardest. I really appreciate you guys for listening, and I'm guessing we will see you next time soon.
Yes, hopefully soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.